This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israeli officials say the country's war cabinet has unanimously approved small shipments of fuel for humanitarian needs in the Gaza Strip. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he plans to publicly release hours of footage from the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Johnson said the first tranche of security footage, around 90 hours, will be released on a public committee website Friday. The rest of the more than 40,000 hours are expected to be posted over the next several months. The video shows some of the fighting up close and gives a bird's eye view of the Capitol complex as hundreds of President Donald Trump supporters stormed the building. This is VOA News. The former South Carolina lawyer who was convicted of killing his wife and son has now pleaded guilty to financial crimes that extend his time in prison. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Former attorney Alec Murdoch entered into a plea deal in which he admits guilt to more than a dozen counts of financial fraud, money laundering, and breach of trust in exchange for a 27-year prison term. Sentencing is set for later this month. Murdoch had been accused of stealing millions in legal settlements from his clients, including the family of his own housekeeper, who died in a fall at the Murdoch, South Carolina home. Murdoch is already serving life in prison without parole for killing his wife and son in 2021. The same judge who accepted this plea deal agreed to step down from the appeal of the murder convictions. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The U.S. has imposed sanctions on six people affiliated with the Iranian-backed Iraqi militia Kataib Hezbollah, which is accused of being behind a spate of recent attacks against U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria following the October 7th attacks by Hamas against Israel. Included in Friday's sanctions are the militia's foreign affairs chief, a member of its governing council, its military commander, and a media spokesman. A spate of drone attacks hit U.S. bases in Iraq as recently as Friday. As of Friday, there had been at least 60 attacks on U.S. facilities in Iraq and Syria since October 17th. Tech giant IBM on Thursday said it had pulled all advertising on Elon Musk-owned X for now after a report found its ads were placed next to content promoting Nazis. Reuters correspondent Diane Toe reports.
The left-leaning media watchdog Media Matters said it found that corporate advertisements by IBM, Apple, Oracle, and Comcast's Xfinity were being placed alongside anti-Semitic content. In a statement, IBM said it has, quote, zero tolerance for hate speech and discrimination, and we have immediately suspended all advertising on X while we investigate this entirely unacceptable situation. X said its system does not intentionally place brands, quote, actively next to this kind of content, and that the posts cited by Media Matters would no longer be able to make money off its content.
Reuters correspondent Diane Toe. As countries meet in Nairobi to negotiate a treaty aimed at cutting plastics pollution, one of the tools that's been discussed is plastic credits. Those work a bit like the carbon credits that many fossil fuel companies have purchased to try to balance greenhouse gas emissions. With plastics, the concept involves companies or peoples paying for a specified weight of plastic to be collected somewhere in the world, giving them a credit to produce or use an equivalent amount of plastic. A report published Friday by two groups that want to see less plastic says the credits are a flawed tool that won't help. Prominent supporters argue that the credits can mobilize money that's needed to tackle plastic pollution. I'm Alexis.